Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. It's the 24th day of August. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all in the Grayson area. You got nothing for Grayson?
Oh, absolutely. They get, you know what? They pull off a big win this week. They're over in Thompson, Alabama. And the Rams pull off a dramatic win.
What's in Thompson, Alabama?
Real good high school football team.
Okay.
Really good high school football
team. You ain't said that before in long about it, something from Alabama.
No, they are.
Tuscaloosa.
You know what? Well, Thompson, yeah, they got a really good high school football program over there. So, yep.
Is that an outlier?
No.
I mean, because we don't normally talk about Alabama having high school. But that's just it. We're
going over lines. You know, we have teams that are a certain caliber. If you got a team that's on a national, you know, list or whatnot, it's not unusual to see a team from Georgia go over lines. Like down in South Georgia, this time of year, they're playing the schools from Florida.
Well, I heard that was – I seem to remember, maybe I misheard, there was some years back where that was trying to be discouraged. Maybe it was some private schools that were coming over and crossing the lines and pilfering
talent. They're doing it
now,
but not taking talent. Yeah, taking away talent. We're talking just playing a game now.
Right, okay.
You're just playing a game. I don't think anybody wants to go and stay there, but you go there and play the game, and if you come winning, you know that's the thing, you know.
All right, we're still working on our guest Dustin. Must be something going on down there in Daytona. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com, and Miles Garrett will be joining us.
Got him.
All right, well then, introduce our man.
And we have him right now as NASCAR makes its second stop of the year at
well, maybe we don't.
And he just went away.
This is great. I love live broadcasting. You never know what's going to happen. This is why you got to keep tuning in. You never know. That's okay. She'll let us know here. Why is this race even happening? What was the thing that they going back to Daytona?
We go back because every year.
I know that, but I always wanted to ask you that. Because Daytona, much like Indianapolis 500, you don't go back to the Kentucky Derby and have another race there that's as prominent or try to make it as prominent.
Well, NASCAR traditionally for years made two stops at each track, and then they've scaled back because they've added new tracks. that he go to.
So I thought they only went to one.
No, you go twice.
I mean,
twice.
I knew Atlanta had two. But I'm just talking about Daytona.
Charlotte had two. Daytona had two.
Daytona only had the fight. They started the season off.
For the longest time, this record was known as the Firecracker 400 because it was always on or around July 4th. Now, they moved it around when the playoffs started, so they move it around at different times. But this was always a July 4th race.
The Firecracker 400 was always at Daytona?
Yes.
For whatever reason, I thought that was somewhere else.
Speaking of the man who can clear it up for us,
yeah.
He joins us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. which for the soda that now sponsors this soda, we're here in Atlanta. The Coca-Cola, I think Coke Zero 400 will be tonight. Dustin Long, how you doing?
Morning, Dustin.
Hey, morning. Okay, so it's everybody makes fun of me because I'm from the Midwest, and they say you can tell that I'm from the Midwest because I don't call it soda. I call it pop.
There you go. That's right. And ain't nobody going to make fun of you here because the Chicagoan calls it the same thing. You call it you call a baseball glove a glove or a mitt? He calls it a mitt, I bet.
No. I think I call it a little more of a glove than a mitt, but I think I've used both terms, but I think more of a glove.
Yeah. Right. Anyway,
but baseball mitt does not sound that unusual, so I think for me they're interchangeable.
It's a catcher's mitt or the first baseman's mitt?
No, you don't even say
catcher's
baseball.
Mitt.
You just
catcher's
say a mitt.
First baseman's mitt, and then a glove for the others. Yeah.
Or you have a cooking mitt when you're picking up a hot.
Y'all making this too complicated. It's just a mitt. Yeah, you know who's playing baseball. Go ahead.
Hey, I will say this. Sam is right.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right. NASCAR's been coming down here to Daytona. The first Daytona 500 was 1959. And they ran a July 4th race there in 1959. So it has been a part of this track's fabric since the beginning. A few years back, they moved the date later on to make it, normally it's the regular season finale. This year, because of the Olympic break, it kind of moved everything a little bit, changed the schedule a little bit. So tonight's race is the next to last race of the regular season. And then next week, it is the regular season finale of the Southern 500 at Darlington. But tonight it's Daytona. It's the high banks, high speeds, and high drama that you can watch beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern with our race coverage at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC and Peacock. So you can stream the race as well tonight.
Look at this dude. Man, he's smooth as a gravy sandwich, ain't he? He get all them plugs in there. Dustin Long from NBC joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. Here's something else I have worried about. I feel like I've caught up and got most of NASCAR's history, but not all of it. And my question is this. Is Daytona, speaking of this track, Is there any elements of it that they are treated like, say, Notre Dame in college football? They're like this separate entity unto themselves. Or does NASCAR, when they make decisions about whatever's going to happen throughout the course of the season, or just overall, is Daytona just like every other track that they go to throughout the course of the year?
Well, the Daytona 500, that's now certainly that used to be like a week and a half. It's been compressed into, you know, 4 or 5 days. That is still always special and significant. Now, there once was a time, you know, and I think most people think of it as Daytona 500 opening the season other than the Clash. There once was a time they used to race open the season, what, out in California and Ontario, and it used to be the second race of the year, because that's one, that's always one of the questions in the sport, and I'm sure one you had is just that, and others have had, is like, you know, Daytona's referenced as the Super Bowl of NASCAR, and the question is, well, why would you start the season with your Super Bowl as opposed to ending the season with it? But that's kind of part of the NASCAR tradition, is that Daytona was always early in the season. Obviously, it helps that it, you know, you can run it in February. Look, you know, growing up in Indiana, when there was snow on the ground, it was great to watch that there was racing, and there were some places in the country where it was nice and warm and sunny, and you could go watch racing if you wanted to. So, yeah, that's, you know, this weekend is more of a regular type of weekend, but it's still heightened because it is Daytona. And whenever you're at Daytona, regardless of whatever it is you're racing, there is a heightened sense of where you're at, your place, and just the significance of this. I mean, you walk through, you drive through the tunnel in turn one, and it's got all these images of all these great memorable moments throughout the track's history. And so, you know, when you're coming to Daytona, when you're in here at Daytona, that it is a special place, and a lot of special and unique things have happened through the years.
Spending time on the waitforit.com outline with Dustin Long, and he is social. You can find him at Dustin Long, all lowercase. He tells you everything that's happening with NASCAR, keeps up with things. All right, Michael McDowell on the pole for this race. Does it matter? And also, you use one the next to last race for anyone who's not secured a playoff spot. So that also adds a little bit of intrigue to what we're going to see tonight.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of drama tonight, so that's for sure. And, you know, as you mentioned, Michael McDowell starting on the front row, his teammate at Front Row Motorsports, Todd Gilliland, starting second. Both of those drivers need a win to make the playoffs. Michael McDowell is a former Daytona 500 winner, winning the race there in 2021. You know, you look at the starting lineup, you know, was it Ryan Preece starting fourth, Josh Berry starting fifth, Chase Briscoe starting sixth. Those are drivers who need wins, who need a win to make the playoffs. You know, you look a little further down, seventh is William Byron on the starting grid. He's the guy who won the Daytona 500 earlier this year and is trying to become the first driver since 2013 to sweep both Daytona races in the same season. The last driver to do that was Jimmy Johnson, who went on to win the championship. And here you go. Here's another shameless plug. Jimmy Johnson will be a part of our broadcast tonight on NBC and Peacock. So, but does the starting position matter? Not as much at this place as compared to other places. But, you know, if you're going to start somewhere, might as well start toward the front. You know, the potential is, the hope is, if you start toward the front, if there's an accident early, it's behind you. You kind of get through, you avoid something like that. But, you know, that's one of the challenges of this place, is that, you know, there's so much blocking and trying to move and change positions and lanes and things like that. A lot of times the accidents happen toward the front of the field, and that's why you have the 8, 9, 10, 12, 14, 15, 18 car crashes that sometimes you see at this track.
We see Denny Hamlin's going to start way back. He's a 19th fastest qualifier. You had a chance to speak with him this week. Talk about some things that he was talking about with you, and some penalties and things that have been enforced.
Yeah, it's a bizarre situation. And for Denny Hamlin, it just seems like there's always been these bizarre situations that have happened to him that have prevented him from winning the championship. And this week's penalty kind of leads to the same question: will something like that happen? Now, I'll throw out a couple examples. Like in 2015 at Talladega in a playoff race, they, with the roof hatch, it came undone and they had an issue with it and they couldn't get it fixed. It took them four laps to get it fixed. And he couldn't, because he finished so far down the field, he didn't advance to the next round, lost his championship hopes. In the 2019 championship race at Homestead, he was running second to Kyle Busch in the championship race that day. And they wanted to put some tape on the car to help the aerodynamics. And, I mean, they put this large piece of duct tape on. And it was so big it covered up the airflow to the engine. And a few laps later, Hamlin had to come back to the pits because the engine was overheating. And that cost him a championship. And then if you remember, a couple of years ago at Martinsville, last race before the championship race, Ross Chastain makes that incredible move running up against the wall, the Hail Melon. Well, Chastain got the last position into the championship race because of that move, and he knocked out Denny Hamlin. So there's been all these other things. And then this week, NASCAR announced severe penalties against Denny Hamlin and his team for, quite frankly, something they didn't do. Now, let me explain. The engines for the Toyota cars are handled by Toyota Racing Development. The engines are supposed to be run multiple times. They're supposed to be sealed. And Toyota Racing Development said that they made a mistake and that an engine that Hamlin had used to win at Bristol in the spring had eventually been taken back to the Toyota Racing Development shop in Costa Mesa, California, and had been torn down and rebuilt, as opposed to having it inspected by NASCAR before being torn down. And so, you know, while there was no way to, you know, it, because of the simple mistake in the process. And again, this is something that teams and organizations do all the time. So it's not a new thing. And just because of a simple mistake, NASCAR had to penalize Hamlin. Well, they penalized him and the team because you can't penalize the engine manufacturer because there's no engine manufacturer points. They penalized Hamlin and the team 75 points. They penalized Hamlin and the team 10 playoff points. And those are significant. So that drop Hamlin before the penalty was 32 points out of the lead. So he had still an outside shot of being the regular season champion. And now he's 103 points out. He's fallen from third to sixth. Wow. But also what's significant is he lost, 10 of his 21 playoff points. Now, the playoff points, those are the bonus points that are added to your total at the beginning of each round in the playoffs. And so that's a significant thing because if you can't win to advance in each round of the playoffs, you need to score the most amount of points or be up in the top 8 or top 4 or what have you, top 12, depending what round it is. And also significant is that, like I said, he had the potential to win the regular season championship. That's 15 playoff points. Now he drops to 6. He could fall back down if he has a couple of bad races. He could fall back as far as 9th in the points, and that would only be 2 playoff points. So now he's lost potentially 13 more playoff points along with his 10-point penalty and things like that. So this is a significant penalty to Denny Hamlin and his team. And again, now if he wins in each round, no problem, because that's going to move you on to the in each round of the playoffs begin. The playoffs begin, coming up September 8th at Atlanta. So if he wins Atlanta, okay, he's on to the second round. But if he doesn't win in the first round, he needs points. If he doesn't win in the second round, he needs to be a certain position in the points. And losing these points could be the factor, because there have been times where we've seen in the past, 1 point was the difference between advancing to a round or not. And so now he's lost all these points. There's a level of frustration and disappointment. And he knows that his path to the championship just got a little bit harder.
Yeah. Well, it's a great story for you to tell, though, if it happens that way. Dustin, we appreciate the time, as always.
You've been like Professor Long this morning.
It's all right, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
There'll be a pop quiz later.
Yeah, really.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. One other thing, as I just want to mention about tonight's broadcast, we've got NASCAR Nonstop, and you will see all the green flag action on the broadcast with NBC and Peacock. So NASCAR Nonstop, we got Jimmy Johnson, it's Daytona, NBC, Peacock. There's a lot of stuff happening.
Absolutely.
Have a great day, guys.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks
there
a lot.
You go.
Thanks
oh, catch that?
Yep.
He did his own dismount. That was nice.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.